And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Parking, parking everywhere, and not a free space to be found anywhere. Well, that seems to be the situation on the UNC campus and elsewhere in Chapel Hill as parking continues to become more problematic. The university has announced it will terminate free night parking effective August 15. That means low-paid night shift employees have no alternative but to cough up $227 a year. Affected are food service workers, custodians, and security officers. But it doesn't end there. Another parking fee of $10.40 has been tacked on to already tuition-burdened students by the trustees. Every student, no matter whether he or she drives a car on campus, will be required to pay the extra fee this fall. The fees that it brings in will help the university fund its share of the fare-free bus service. So one wonders if the bus service for students can really be called free anymore. Meantime, the once-free park-and-ride lots are no longer gratis, now requiring paid permits or a daily rate. Parking in Chapel Hill and Carrboro is also risky and could result in your car being towed. You've got to feed the meter or make sure you are not parking in a private area, or it can mean bye-bye car. And by the way, the town of Chapel Hill cannot regulate towing fees, so the sky's the limit on what towing companies can charge. Perhaps signs should be posted as you enter Chapel Hill, warning, parking here can be hazardous to your wealth. Better yet, get a bicycle. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.